Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yay, Friday! I don't know about you, but that's how I feel. All right. By the way, getting a lot of texts asking, where is Lee? He's on vacation. We let him do that occasionally. And yesterday I sent him my traditional Thursday email that I almost always send. Please, for the love of God, come back. It's not the same without you. Okay, so we wish them a safe trip home. Meanwhile, if you get a chance today, put this on your to-do list. If you look at nothing else today, don't miss this. In fact, I've helpfully pinned it to the top of my Facebook page. It's under Tara Servatius fan page. Facebook's got it pretty buried. I have trouble finding it myself sometimes. I pinned this to the top for you. So you can see this. Don't miss this. Have you seen small bits of this have filtered onto Fox News? It's the USA women's team. And it's chilling. I thought a lot about the word I would use. Shocking, chilling. The word demonic came to mind. I'm not exaggerating. Judge for yourself. It's a 6-minute video. And it scared me for my country. Now, truly scared me for my country. It was chilling. And I sent my husband downstairs to watch it, and he came back up and went, whoa. It's the USA soccer team, right? Edited by them at their ticker tape parade. Somebody's following around with a video. And one of the girls on the team likes to edit videos of their trips and traveling and things that they do. Well, this particular video is cut pretty tightly, and it's the USA women's soccer team during the ticker tape parade. It's the things that they're saying to each other. Now, I got to warn you, I got to give you a content warning. It's a large 6-minute stream of F words. Effing this, effing that, F this, F that. And what, okay, the quote that a lot of people have seen is just one of the things. This was said by them during their ticker tape parade. Quote, hide your kids, hide your wife, and lock your effing doors because we got the key to the mother effing city and I'm coming for all y'all witches. Except they didn't say witches. That's not the worst quote in there. I tried to cut it and I just threw my hands up and went, you know what, I just watch it. And again, I've pinned it to the top. 6 minutes of unadulterated hate. You know who they reminded me of? You just got to watch it. I can't even do it justice. It was jaw-dropping. And by the way, it wasn't even politically jaw-dropping. I'm not even talking about that. There were a couple of political things in there, but most of it, no. I mean, if you just won the World Cup, okay, would you be happy? I'd be over the moon. And they're obviously pumped up on a lot of adrenaline. I get that. I would be too. I mean, they're throwing a ticker tape parade for you. You feel like you're on the top of the world. I get that. But there are no words to describe this video. And I even said to my husband last night, I said, is it going too far to use the term demonic? Did you see that? And he said, no. No, it's not. It's a veneer. It made me afraid for my country. The hate pouring out of every pore of their bodies was like nothing I've ever seen from people of that level of high profile. I used to see things like this when I would go on social media as a reporter, and a lot of the gang members that I would cover when I was doing crime reporting would put the most profane stuff online, and you could see the hate pour out of them too. I mean, just the rage, the almost violent hate. It reminded me of that. You know what else it reminded me of? It reminded me of Antifa. I've watched a lot of their video footage of them marching because, you want to isolate the part where they're beating somebody over the head. They reminded me of Antifa. The absolute hate and rage. Not over even politics really wasn't even the main thing. It was directed at everyone and everything. It made me afraid for my country. If you get a second, watch the video. Watch the naked left as they are. I can't, I'm struggling to put it into words, and I've failed you here because this is what I do for a living. I put things into words. I can't. There are no words. There are just no words to describe these women and their rage and their hate other than to say it made me afraid for my country. And the stuff they're saying, it's not pro-gay stuff. It's not even, like I said, mostly political. It's none of that. It's just, whoa. We don't have this level of hate for our fellow human beings and rage that they have. And to see it uncut like that. No. Worse. Cut by them. Here's the crazy part. They cut it and put it online. Like they wanted to edit out the parts between the F words and the rage so they could combine it all into 6 minutes. Because the clip is cut all the way through. And you know what's interesting? I took the quote, the one that seems to be, getting the most mileage on the internet. It's just a small part of this video. You must see it. Hide your kids, hide your wife, and lock your effing doors because we got the key to the mother effing city. And then it goes downhill from this is your U.S. women's soccer team. This is them. And so I looked online. I wanted to see, how much mainstream coverage did that get? I mean, I know the parade got a lot of mainstream coverage, but the video, oh, my God. It is all over the place in conservative media. Everybody's talking about it. Go online. It's almost no coverage. No coverage. If you didn't watch the usuals, Daily Caller, Breitbart, The Blaze, Us, you would have no idea this video existed. You know what I'm wondering? I'm just watching this whole hateful debacle of these women and the hate that just pours out of their pores, especially Rapinoe, and how this is being largely censored in the mainstream media, especially this video. Which, think about it, I mean, any major sports figure, best in the world, USA, I mean, something like this would get just wall-to-wall coverage, but there isn't any. Almost none anyway, except on our side. You know what I think? I think that they figured out Team USA did not help them. It hurt them. Bad. Bad. This is not the loving liberal hippie chick of 10 years ago or 15 years ago who kind of made a fashion statement. You might want to go out and dye your hair the color of pink purple that Rapinoe does because it's cool. This is not that. This is not loving. This is prickly and hateful. And you can see by the way the media was burying this that they knew this was a loss for the left. This whole 2 week long debacle in which they show you who they are and how they hate. There are honestly no words to describe it. The words I am using are inadequate. But I put it pinned to the top of the Facebook page for you. I'll leave it up there over the weekend, at least through Saturday, so that you have an opportunity. You got to watch the video. I can't. There are no words. There are just simply no words.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, if you're looking for something to celebrate, I always am. File this under Reasons to Live. National French Fry Day tomorrow. Whose fries do you like the best? Yeah, it's still McDonald's. 43% of the vote. Yeah, nothing beats a McDonald's French fry. Although you have to eat it fast. Because, man, they're nasty once they get cold, aren't they? Ugh. It's like all the parts come apart. And but when they're hot and done right and salted properly, oh, man. Number two, favorite French fry of Americans, Chick-fil-A. Number three, Wendy's. Number four, In-N-Out Burger. Number five, Arby's. I love their fries. I like theirs a lot. Number six, Shake Shack. And number seven, somewhere else. By the way, starting tomorrow, you can get a free medium fry at McDonald's if you order through Uber Eats. Or a small fry costs a dollar if you order through the McDonald's app. So, something to celebrate tomorrow. All right. Ingles Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Call me. Text line 71307. I knew it. I told you. We told you. And usually when we tell you something, we sound crazy until we're confirmed right, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months later. Well, did you see this? This whole climate change thing. Not really about climate change, is it? We've been telling you this for a long time. Conservatives have been telling you this for a long time. It's not about climate change. No, it's a mechanism for the left to seize control of the economy. Says who? Well, says me, says Lee, says probably every conservative talk show host you've ever heard. And now says AOC's Chief of Staff, Saikat Chakrabarty. The Nazi? The guy who likes to do his podcast in the same shirt with the same Nazi on it every time he uses and no one cares. It's not a big deal, I guess, to be. Okay, anyway. Yeah. So, her Chief of Staff just admitted the Green New Deal is really about putting the economy under government control, not the climate. Here's a quote from him. He was talking to the Washington Post. It wasn't originally a climate thing at all. We really think of it as a how do you change the entire economy thing. Well, duh. Let me pull this out again. My favorite. Associated Press, 1989. UN warning. The Earth had 11 years left before global warming caused catastrophe. Again, the dateline on the article, 1989, which put the disaster at roughly 2000. It is now 2019. So, I mean, they know. They know climate change isn't real. They know, let me put it this way. They know global warming isn't real. They had to change the word to climate change. They know it's not real. They've always known that. And you know what? This is why they do stuff like this. Did you see this week? Barbara Streisand, God bless her, flew her three dogs 10,000 miles to watch her sing, because I'm sure they would have been busted up if they couldn't do that. Miss Scarlet, Miss Violet, and Fanny. Her three Coton de Tulier pooches? Okay, I don't know, they're cute. Miss Scarlet, Miss Violet, and Fanny. Flown by her on a 10,000-mile round-trip flight to watch her perform at London's British Summertime Concert on Sunday. There was no expense spared for her three beloved pets in the backstage area, the Sun reported. They had free roam of her dressing room and a dedicated member of staff to push them in the buggy or walk them around at their free will. This is a woman who has preached to us about climate change. Do you think she believes the carbon footprint thing? Nah. They know it's not real. Just a way to get communism. Just a way to get control of a large part of the economy. Says who? Says me. Yeah, first. I said it first. But now we have Saikat Chakrabarty admitting it too. It's a manipulation like everything else they do. Nothing but a manipulation. Let me read the quote to you again. It wasn't originally, talking about the Green New Deal, it wasn't originally a climate thing at all. We really think of it as a how do you change the entire economy thing. Yeah, bingo. That's what we've been telling you. We don't make this stuff up. They do. They do. The Daily Caller article on this mentions in a video from 2018, Chakrabarty promoted his recently elected boss's agenda. He's AOC's chief of staff in Congress while wearing a T-shirt that featured the face of Subhas Chandra Bose, who collaborated with both Hitler and Imperial Japan during World War II and was a self-avowed Nazi. Yeah. Who else? Ask yourself this question. Who else in Washington could get away? I'm still not over this. get away with walking around Washington, recording yourself. Every time he does the pod, his podcast, he wears the same T-shirt. I assume he washes it in between times. I don't know. Who else in Washington could get away with walking around with a self-declared, admitted Nazi's face on your T-shirt? I mean, that is a thing. Like, that, almost nobody get away with that. But AOC's chief of staff does. Again, can you imagine if Mick Mulvaney, Trump's chief of staff, former South Carolina congressman, Republican, was seen going for a run one morning across D.C. in a Subhas Chandra Bose T-shirt? You know, Bose collaborated with the SS. A self-avowed Nazi. Can you imagine if he was caught in that T-shirt? Oh, we'd never hear the end of it. There would be calls for Trump to resign. I mean, it would get crazy. But it's AOC's chief of staff. So we got a guy with a self-avowed Nazi on his chest telling us, oh, by the way, our Green New Deal, that's not really a climate thing at all. We don't believe that crap. No, it's just a how do you change the entire economy thing. A guy with a Nazi on his T-shirt is telling us this. Folks, do we need an anvil upside the head like the Roadrunner? I guess we do. Texter writes, Tara, it's a setup! Exclamation point. McDonald's is just giving you the free small fry, so you'll buy. I mean, who'll stop at just one small french fry? Now, here's a better question, folks. You gotta love capitalism. No. Can you imagine what would happen today in Venezuela if somebody gave away, like, for free? All you had to do is get an app or something. French fries in Venezuela. There would be a riot. People would get killed. Here we live in capitalism. And they're giving the dang things away, so you'll buy two. God, it's great. The fries are good, too. Texter writes, best fries are McDonald's, but if you're feeling spiffy and find yourself at the Palm, their fries are awesome. I'll have to try. What do they cost? Sounds expensive. Texter writes, you know what? I got to get back. I will do this. I got to get back into your reactions to the chilling video of the USA Team USA 6 minutes. I've posted it to the top of my Facebook page during their ticker tape parade. There are no words to describe. You just have to see it. I can't. There are no words.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Texter writes, good morning. By the way, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, hottest conversation in all of Greenville mornings, 71307, good morning, Texter writes. Remember when an Olympic figure skating champion Nancy Kerrigan said in an open mic that the Disney parade she was riding in was corny? Media had a field day with that. Women's soccer team gets a pass on this video. Yeah, I know. Again, if you do nothing else today, watch it. I've never seen anything like it in my life. The venom, the hate. The U.S. women's soccer team, did you know they gave them that big ticker tag parade, right? So somebody followed them around with a video camera. And apparently it was edited to get the most F-bombs in. The stuff they were saying was unbelievable. I played with the words to describe it when I wrote about it on Facebook last night. Chilling, shocking. You know what word stuck in my mind, though? Demonic. It was demonic. That level of hate. It was F this, F that, F everybody. And it wasn't even political. It wasn't about being gay. It wasn't even, there was one mentioned Trump there. It wasn't that. You could just see them as they are, and they are terrifying. I was afraid for my country. They reminded me of Antifa, but without the baseball bats and the concrete milkshakes. There are no words to describe it. You simply must watch it. Anyway, I've pinned the article. It's in to the top of my Facebook page. If you do nothing else today, just watch the hate. I mean, if I had won again, if I had won a world championship like that, I would be so full of joy and happiness. I mean, no. Just the hate, the rage. You know, we were talking about this earlier. A lot of you were pointing this out on the text line even now. I mean, for a team that has gotten this much attention to have made a video like this and tight cropped it to show what that video shows. I mean, this would be days of television coverage, but the media is blacking it out. At least mainstream media is. Our media is not. And the quote, the one that's getting the most play right now, and it actually, there's actually worse ones on this video. And this is them during the ticker tape parade into the video with just hate. Hide your kids, hide your wife, and lock your effing doors because we got the key to the mother effing city and I'm coming for all y'all witches. Except, she said, with a B. That was goalkeeper Ashlyn Harris during the ticker tape parade. And if it's just been one comment, you'd be like, okay, they're saucy. It's 6 minutes straight of this. This is what they literally, this is what they did during the whole parade. And you can see the seething hatred and rage that Rush talks about all the time just comes right through. They are so damn angry at what? I don't know. I mean, you can't even tell from the video. There's no words. There's just no words to describe. Texter nails it. Wait, darn it, where did this go? Oh, here we go. Okay. I gotta set this up. Okay. Okay, hold on here. All right, let me hit
And now the Tara Show. Genius text of the day on 106.3 WORD.
So far, anyway. If this had been, this is from the texter, if this had been the Duke Lacrosse men's team spouting this hatred, it would be all over the front pages of the papers and leading news stories on television. Yes! Yes, it would. I dare say, if this were the Patriots, can you imagine if this were like the Patriots or, it would be called toxic masculinity. It would be condemned in the strongest terms. It would be referred to as the coarsening of our debate. I mean, it would just. Texter writes, James Dobson played a video in San Francisco about 20 years ago of a bunch of gay activists that surrounded a church and were banging on the doors trying to break in, and they were screaming, "We are coming for your children, we're coming for your children." Everybody dismissed this as an anomaly and just a meaningless threat. And now you have these people who are supposedly mainstream, polite, homosexual lesbians screaming and videotaping themselves and bragging that they are coming for your wives and they are coming for your children. This is what the United States is becoming, and when it is left unchecked to its natural progression. You know what I would say? Okay, and I don't want to tie this to just homosexuality. I know perfectly wonderful homosexuals who aren't seething with hate. The difference between these women in this video and everybody else is these women are hardcore leftists. I don't even think this is a homosexuality talking. I know wonderful homosexual people who work in this building. They're not like this. This is the liberalism talking. This is the leftism talking. This is the mental disease that is liberalism talking. You got to see the video. Again, if you're texting me, what video? It's the USA women's soccer team during the ticker tape parade as they're talking among themselves. Well, screaming among themselves. It's and I got to warn you, mate, it's one endless F-bomb for 6 minutes straight. Texter writes, what if the 1990 hockey team had done this? Texter writes, just watch the video on the USA soccer team. They look like a drunk college fraternity. Yeah, if a white male college fraternity had been caught doing this, that would go national. I mean, just some random fraternity. These women are old enough to know better. Megan Rapinoe's 34. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. I refuse to have Facebook because it's too scary. How do I get a copy of that video with the U.S. women's soccer team? I'm searching online. And the person says you can't seem to find what you're talking about. No, you can't. The mainstream media has buried this. Here. I will stop the show and send you a link. There you go. Things I do for you guys. Texter writes, the lock your doors is a meme from 10 years ago. It wasn't a threat. Yeah, no. I've seen it. That was actually his hysterical video that it came from. No. I'm not saying it was a threat. What I'm saying, that was a text. What I'm saying is listen to the way it was delivered and the other similar F this, F that comments for 6 minutes straight. They literally, whoever edited it, it was put on Ashlyn, what is her name? Ashlyn Harris is the goalkeeper on her Instagram account. So it was edited just tightly around the F-bomb streams from the team to each other, back and forth. 6 minutes of F-bomb streams as they comment on the ticker tape parade being thrown for them by the well-meaning people. I just, anyway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good God, folks. This is the second social media execution in Greenville in a month. Not a shit. No, what has it been, like 2 weeks now? We talked about this since this last happened. One guy got mad at what another guy said in the comment section of social media posting. Didn't know the other guy. Drove to his house and shot him dead. Looked him up, figured out his address, drove to his house and shot him dead. I thought you got to be careful what you say on social media. People will kill you. They're crazy. This time it's a bunch of teenagers. 16-year-old found dead behind a Greenville County upholstery business. Devin Javon Curry found dead with a gunshot wound to the chest in the gravel parking lot behind a brick building at 900 Easley Bridge Road. Whatever for, you ask. Golly, this is a dumb way to die. And to throw your life away. You want to know what they were arguing over? You want to know what started this? Instagram post. Are you kidding me? I just, wow. Instagram. I'm glad y'all resolved that. I'm sure it'll be worth the rest of your life. One got mad at the other for something written online. Bam. Of course, it took the police 5 minutes to figure out who did it. Because you can't just pull up and kill somebody because you don't like what they wrote online. The reason I bring this up is people are crazy. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just say whatever you want online. Not if it's easy to find you. Anyway. So this is a new thing, I guess. You don't like what somebody says online, execute them. Hey, why not? It's what Antifa attempts to do every day. Good golly. By the way, speaking of people gone mad, we'll get to Nancy Pelosi in a moment. But while I'm in that vein, have you seen this whole thing? It started with the licking the ice cream, right? Now people, you go to prison. These people already have records. They don't care. So, if you already have a record, you go lick something, get yourself, you'll be famous. You go viral. Well, it's spreading. Did you see this? A 10-year-old girl in Florida licked one of the tongue depressors at her doctor's office, then put it back in the jar. Filming? Was her 30-year-old mom, the moron, who then shared the video on Snapchat because she thought it was cute. Licked the tongue depressor and put it back. The mom says she did it to be silly with a daughter, Because they were tired of waiting. Oh, okay, now that makes total sense. What? She's been charged with a felony. The doctor's office has put out a statement letting folks know they've sanitized everything. Yeah, I know. Okay. The viral video shows an adult fiddling through the jar of tongue depressors. You know, with her hands. The girl then reaches inside and takes one. She then licks the depressor and puts it back inside. Mom thinks this is hilarious. Since the video went viral, the mom's asked not to be identified. Why would you put that online? God, some people are too stupid to raise children. News 4 Jacksonville asked why the mom recorded it. She responded, I had just been waiting a long time. I was just being silly with my kids. Oh, sure. Yeah, fine. Now, here's no surprise. Her soon-to-be ex-husband. You think? Am I surprised? No. Her soon-to-be ex-husband said he was horrified when he realized the girl in the video was his daughter. Quote, my mouth hit the floor. I was completely surprised and shocked that she would even put something like that out there to be seen. I know. I guess she missed the part in the ice cream licking thing where, you know, people are charged with, you know, criminal charges. I guess that was lost on the mom. Anyway, dad says, I'm very embarrassed. This is not how I want my children raised or brought up. Oh, I'm sure this will play really well in divorce court. Custody section. Holy. I'm telling you what, folks, people have gone crazy. They've gone mad. They're losing it out there. They are losing it. Anyway, here it is.
I had just been waiting a long time. I was not thinking. I was just being silly with my kids.
My mouth hit the floor. I was completely surprised and shocked.
They're going to refer it to the state attorney's office to see whether or not charges can be brought against this person for that. It has to be something criminal because it's dealing with the health of individuals.
If I could go back and change it, I definitely would.
No, she just changed the part where she gets in trouble. She's been charged with a felony, by the way. Okay, texter writes, if USA Womenx, is that how you say it? W-O-M-E-N-X, Womenx? Oh, yes, Womenx. Womenx soccer. Think they're pastings now. Wait until the next time. Even less financial rewards await. Hilarious. Have no fear, Tara. They are like a zit on prom night. Tiny problem. So says Greg Z. Thank you for your thoughts, Greg. Texter writes, I do not have Facebook. Do you have the link? Am I going to have to send the... Yeah, I am. All right, here you go. This is what I do for you. I send the link so you can watch the enraged U.S. women's soccer team mock everyone and everything with F-bombs for 6 minutes straight during their ticker tape parade. You'll be a different person after you watch it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.